This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. The new Dallas Holocaust and Human Rights Museum is just months away from opening. When it makes its debut in September, it'll feature several emotional displays. The 55,000-square-foot museum is a work in progress as new displays are installed. This expanded museum's been under construction more than 3 years as it grows 10 times bigger than the current museum across the street in the West End. An iconic display is being set up on the third floor, a wooden wartime Nazi rail car, the kind that carried millions of Jews and other victims to German death camps. Historic preservationist Ron Siebler says this particular train may not have carried people.
We know this car was in service with the Germans. What they carried in it is the unknown. The fact that it was in service, even if it was carrying cargo, it allowed other cars to carry Jews to the killing centers.
This new museum will offer a variety of interactive displays as well, says museum president and CEO Mary Pat Higgins.
It's easy when you're learning about 6 million Jews who were murdered to forget the impact on individuals. So there are testimony stations throughout, but we also want to appeal to visual learners. So there are artistic installations, which teaches our visitors the history of the Jews of Eastern Europe being murdered bullet by bullet.
Higgins realizes this museum may be tough. That's why it also explores human and civil rights.
And at the end of that experience, we want our visitors to be inspired to sign up to volunteer with nonprofits throughout our community, the state, the nation, or the world.
Higgins says she wants them to take action. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.